The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Thursday, 19th day of April, 2018. I've got to say that Michael Herzog, man, when this guy wants to dive down a rabbit hole, the only thing you see is that fluffy little bunny tail, and that's it. He's gone. He's been digging around and really coming up with some good, very good information. There is a couple that has been going over to Libya for many years and got to know the high levels of, well, the Libyan people. And the stories that these two tell are almost unfathomable. John B. Wells, which, by the way, I have him on tomorrow, I'll discuss this with him as well because I'm now watching their DVD. Absolutely incredible, folks. Libya didn't need to be touched, but this was a John McCain deal. He was right in there. Chris Stevens of Benghazi got blown up. Hillary Clinton, what does it matter now? Well, I'll tell you why it matters. Because Chris Stevens was the one that was actually placing the guns in the hands of al-Qaeda in Libya to bring down Muammar Gaddafi. Now, when he got to that quote-unquote, it's an embassy, but it's not an embassy, his job was to take what was in Libya, surplus, and all the new arms shipments were coming in, and divert them to the ISIS, again, al-Qaeda, give them a name, doesn't matter, whatever these agencies want to cook up and call, are the ones behind it. These arms were going directly into Syria to overthrow Assad. I think there was a problem with Chris Stevens, that's why he had to be offed. And who was in charge of that little operation? Who was the oversight? That's right. Hillary. You know, folks, I've been talking to many people, and we're all scratching our heads and looking around and going, okay, we see what's going on, but what is really going on? Trade war with China, oh my God, you know, this is going to blow up the U.S. markets. Well, you tell any of these middlemen that there might be a market problem, they get a little nervous. And they're nervous as thieves. Why? Because that's exactly what they are. See, everything is turned into one gigantic deflection. I think this North Korea thing, I think the thing with China, was, let me just say, expertly timed. We still have the media's droning on Fox News. You know, forget watching Fox News for any news because you're not going to hear any news. It's Donald Trump 24/7. It's like there's nothing else going on in this planet. For all I know, a meteor 10 miles wide is heading for San Francisco Bay right now. You wouldn't know it if it was left to them. By the way, I have to mention this before it slips in my mind. One America News, I saw one of their vignettes on David Koresh and Waco. You got some rats in your nest over there, boys. Just want to let you know. Unless you're all rats and you're just putting up the imminent front. I don't know. It's hard to trust anybody nowadays, isn't it? But they do, I will give them credit, they do a lot of news that the other U.S. medias will not touch. They will do foreign correspondent news, you know, the news about America that's never in the American press or never reported on in the media. Other news agencies around the world report on it, and One America News will pull it in and play it. To them, I give them credit. But, man, you're off by a country mile in this David Koresh deal in Waco, Texas. Way off the mark. At any rate. Couple of reports here about the flimsy excuse. And by the way, I'm convinced more than ever. Thank you, Mr. Clark. I don't know what prompted you to do this, to come out and tell of the grand plans of the seven country that must be destroyed in the Middle East. I don't know why you did it. I don't know if it was a mistake on your part or figuring that by you making public statements, it won't be that big of a deal. But this thing is over a decade old, and it's still making the pucker factor in Washington, D.C. The criminality of it all. Ladies and gentlemen, going back to Vietnam, Robert McNamara. Vietnam War was not meant to win, folks. And they pretty much admitted that by 1965, 1966, they said, we can't win this war. But guess what happened? For another 6-7 years, we were still in Vietnam. And people are dying. A lot of people are making money. Ooh, a bunch of corporations making money. Drug trade, hey, you know, load up a couple of kilos and that dead soldier's body cavity and ship it in that body bag. Don't worry, it'll be picked up on the other end. There were all sorts of things going on, folks. But again, I will mention this, and this is kind of ironic because Washington Post is not the same old Ben Bradley of the early 70s Washington Post, okay? It is not. And I'm kind of racking my brain a little bit. Steven Spielberg, which has not been, how should I say, the nation's most conservative individual. He pretty much makes his politics known. But this movie that just came out, The Post, it just absolutely blew me away of all the stuff in there that I did not know. And the reason why you didn't know is because it wasn't reported on correctly. And we're talking almost 50 years ago. And for all the hearings and all the words and all the verbiage and all the files and all the this and the that and the other, you know what got lost in all that information? The truth, the facts, and why it was done. Folks, I lived through that. I watched the hearings on it when I was a younger man. It was great political drama, but I didn't learn a hell of a lot. And there's a good reason why. There was a hell of a lot to tell, but it was carefully filtered and presented to you by the same media that will cover the lies that they know that they're being told from their sources for propagandize or political purposes. They have no problem whatsoever in covering up. None. And you know what it really is? It was in a, I think, Henry IV play. That, you know, the reason why you see the exceedingly arrogant and the rich and the powerful, why they are the way they are, is all of this is justified in the name of winning. Winning what? Doesn't matter. If there's a crumb to steal, if there's a market to be cornered, if there's consolidation, victimizing other businesses, or using your political influence to, well, take care of business, let's say. These people, it's a game of winning. And no matter what the costs are and to whom, as long as they get their rewards, as long as that is fulfilled, they don't think they're doing anything wrong. Wow, how's that a little peep into the psychology of the what we look at and go, you know, people gone absolutely crazy? Well, the whole paradigm shift here on what is success. Success at any cost. Greed is good. I remember Gordon Gekko saying that in that movie, Wall Street. Greed is good. And that's the game. As much as you can, doesn't matter who the opposition is, doesn't matter what stands in your way, it doesn't matter who you have to kill, it doesn't matter, because the end game scenario is the win. They have no conscience on how they get there. We are bankrupt in this country in so many different ways. A moral bankruptcy. I don't know the date on that, but it's been going on for a long, long time. And one other thing before I get into these other articles about, guess what? No poison gas in Duma. This is all starting to come to light. Witnesses are coming forth. They're telling the tale, whether it be on Iraq, whether it be on Libya, whether it be on Syria. All this stuff is starting to come out. And I think that all this weapons of mass distraction that you see going on all around you is just nothing more than a stall so they can complete their little program in the Middle East. Veteran UK reporter Robert Fisk went to Syria's Duma and heard that residents shown in notorious gas attack footage actually suffered from oxygen loss due to hiding in trash-filled shelters and not from chemicals. If you feel overwhelmed by the mainstream media coverage of the chemical attack in Duma, here's your voice in the wilderness. Robert Fisk, a veteran UK foreign correspondent with The Independent and one of the few Western reporters to have interviewed Osama bin Laden, went to Duma to go beyond what the Western media portrayed in early April as the Bashar Assad's regime's chemical attack. This thought-provoking piece is centered around the witness accounts of Asim Rahabani, a 58-year-old local doctor, who told him that patients caught in the heart-wrenching video, the one claiming to show the aftermath of the alleged chemical weapons attack in Duma, did not actually suffer from any toxins. And folks, play this little video. You've seen it. It's about a 25, 30-second clip, taking a hose and hosing off children's heads. And there's one guy semi-reclined off in the shadows with what appears to be shaving cream carefully painted around his lips. Wow. This is nothing but a psyop. That was the only video to come out of there. Oh, here's the gas attacks. This is what we have. France, England, United States, other allied partners with NATO, which, by the way, NATO is a NATO operation that destroyed Libya. And I've told people over and over again, look, these people are nothing but front dummies for the UN. If you ever notice what you hear quietly spoken in whispered words in the background, talking about UN this and UN that, not in the forefront, but always talking about our coalition partners and going after the bad guys. NATO is the front dummy for the United Nations, folks. Donald Trump said he wanted to get rid of NATO, as well he should, but they're not going to do that because, as I just stated, NATO is the front for the United Nations. Back to the story. They were overcome not by gas, but by oxygen starvation because they had to live in rubbish-filled underground shelters in order to survive the perils of fighting. The doctors told the Independent reporter that on the night of April 7th, when the alleged attack supposedly took place, there was wind and huge dust clouds began to come into the basements and the cellars where people lived. Folks, if you haven't seen a dust storm in the Middle East, you haven't choked to death, or you haven't lived, whichever. Patients began to arrive in the subterranean hospital suffering from hypoxia and oxygen loss. Dr. Rahabini continued. Then someone at the door, a white helmet, shouted, "Gas!" And the panic began. People started throwing water over each other, he added. Yes, the video was filmed here. It is genuine. But what you see are people suffering from hypoxia, not gas poisoning. The footage in question was posted on YouTube on the day of the alleged chemical attack. Shortly after, graphic images purporting to show the horrific consequences of the attack began flooding social media. Though there may have been inconsistencies with the video and the images themselves, they were widely reported by Western media outlets, which were quick to put the blame on the Syrian government. The U.S. and its allies, the U.K. and France, cited the purported gas attack at Douma. And let me stop and digress here. What all three of them to do? What did Trump do? What did Macron do in France? What did Theresa May do in England? They all did the same thing. We're not going to our respective parliaments or our congressmen. We're not going to talk to anybody. We're just going to go ahead and we're authorizing ourselves. And who the hell died and left you boss of Syria, I might add? You know, that's the question that's never asked. But they had to move quickly on this. The propaganda story was out. They took advantage of it. And it turns out to be just one gigantic fat lie. The U.S. and its allies, the U.K., France, cited the purported attack, gas attack in Douma, at the pretext for military action against Syria that saw over 100 cruise missiles pounding Syrian civilians and military targets on April 14th. However, in the war-ravaged town of Douma, people seemed unable to link the alleged chemical incident and the U.S.-led air assault. Fisk writes, he says, oddly, after chatting to more than 20 people, I couldn't find one who showed the slightest interest in Douma's role in bringing about Western air attacks. Two actually told me they didn't know about the connection. Fisk says that people in Douma were happy to see foreigners among them, and they were willing to talk about other things. They told him that the Islamists under whom they had lived and of militants who had stolen civilian homes to avoid the Syrian government and Russian bombing. Mikey, I just lost my damn story. Have you, just, you deal with the computers all day long. Have you noticed that you'll be on a site doing something and all of a sudden it'll up and disappear on you? Okay. I'm serious. This story, I just had to reboot. This story just up and disappeared. Good. The break's coming. Okay, maybe I have time to fix this during the break. Okay. All right, folks. We'll be back. Sorry about that. Nobody out there is worth it. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Take me all this time to reboot this and pull this story up. Now, you don't think there's any interference going on here, Michael, huh? All right.
Outdated.
At any rate. From Thomas Lugano, from Lou Rockwell. Says, I told you over the weekend that Trump's presidency was over. As a practical matter, it is. His yielding to his advisors on every foreign policy issue makes it clear. Yeah, I hate these guys, you know, but I'm not going to cut and paste this guy's story. A lot of guys do this. I'll give you all the detail. Trump's presidency is over. According to him, it is. His yielding to his advisors on every foreign policy issue makes it clear that he can't or won't stand up to the relentless pressure to do what his instincts tell him. Let me stop here and digress once again. There may be a very good reason for that. Because in and around the White House, I was talking to Michael Herzog, that's been talking to one hell of a lot of people, and I mean a lot, that there's over 100 Ashkenazi Jews running in and around the White House. There's your answer about Syria. And the fact that John Bolton is trying to rig up the game. The Saudis had a heavy hand, by the way, in the destruction of Libya. And we know that, just like the United States, they're the sock puppets for Israel, just as the United States is. And I personally believe that the reason why Kushner got kicked out, they didn't want to draw attention because people started to notice he's running around the White House with a yarmulke on. Now, I don't know if he was or not, but he sure was making a lot of trips to Israel and mooshing a lot of Israeli butts over there. And it became, in the media, kind of a lightning rod that, you know, here's a Jewish guy and he's chumming with the Jewish, and they could not have that. You know, by way of deceit, folks, by way of deceit. So let's not have any lightning rods like Kushner running around. Take your my daughter and your wife and go home. This morning's article at the Deep State Washington Post paints a very clear picture of what the situation is. The advisors whose loyalties are dubious that run the show, their thinking has not evolved one whit from previous administrations. Now, remember what Vladimir Putin always says, presidents change, policies do not. Case in point, they manipulated Trump into an overreacting of the Skripal poisoning by ousting 60 Russian diplomats, even though Trump clearly wanted to match Germany and France. The United States, they explain, would be ousting roughly the same number of Russians as its European allies. A part of the coordinated move to punish Moscow for the poisoning of former Russian spy and his daughter on British soil, which turned out not to be any kind of nerve agent, folks, or at least an agent that was manufactured by the Russians. It was called BZ. Trump instructed, we'll match their numbers, according to the senior administration official. We're not taking the lead, we're matching it. The next day, when the expulsions were announced publicly, Trump erupted. Officials said, to his shock and dismay, France and Germany were each expelling only 4 Russian officials, far fewer than his 60 his administration had decided on. And this is why Trump is not president currently. This is not the first time he's been backed into a bad decision by the nest of vipers in his administration. But you see, they always seem to lack the instruction as to who the vipers are they're talking about. You just throw out a name there, and that's it. Know who, what, where, when, and why, and how. And he won't be until he removes the worst people from his cabinet. Unfortunately, the trend on that front is definitely not our friend. Tillerson's out, Pompeo promoted, McMaster out, who was awful, John Bolton in, who's worse. And by the way, there is strong speculation that McMaster's father was actually killed, was murdered. So now WaPo is writing victory lap articles, I should say, for the deep state in neutering Trump. Target, Iran. I'll get right to the point. This attack was all about the long game of taking down Iran. Israel is desperate to prevent Iran from remaining in Syria after the war is over. Actually, they're against Assad remaining in Syria and Assad freeing his country of the Mossad agenda, the United States CIA agenda. Give it a name, give it a place, give it a title. Let's take this break. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Started to say, Israel is desperate to prevent Iran from remaining in Syria after the war is over. And with good reason. That's the prime motivation for their actions, but on top of that, the desire to always go further, to take more than they should, and use the U.S. assets to achieve goals that which are in nobody's best interest. And Israel thinks it's in theirs for their land grabs going on over there. Because despite the rhetoric spewing forth from Little Miss AIPAC, Nikki Haley, a failed state in Syria is not good for Israel. A beaten and cowed Russia is not good for the world. And yet, that's exactly what the policy that the wing of the Trump administration is pushing him to pursue. Now, if they can't get that because General James Mattis isn't a moron, then the next thing is to prolong the war in Syria for as long as possible. But you got to ask the question, why? Why? To bleed Iran white, to fight a war it can't afford, and keep its best military units and commanders bound down in Syria and not have them return home to help maintain order. Now, events in April are happening quickly. First, Iran bans the use of the dollar internally, and then predictably, the Iran Rial blows up versus the dollar. Second, the U.S. pushes for much stricter sanctions on both Russia and Iran. Now, the Iranians can't get dollars and are again being cut off from international trade as sanctions create even more uncertainty on the ground. Now, at the same time, President Rouhani's economic reforms are at best slow to improve things. This was the source of the protests that rocked the nation in December, which U.S. and Saudi NGOs tried to fan into revolution. Russia is finding it harder to move money around internationally, and the U.S. is putting massive pressure on Europe not to do business with Iran. However, the Italians blocked even stricter sanctions on Iran, so the revolt in Europe is gaining strength. And that's going to become a bigger part of this narrative as 2011 is steaming along quite nicely. The goal, of course, is to foment and overthrow the current Iranian government through external pressure, and Iran's support of Syria is a pressure point in that campaign now. Now, the U.S. claims this strike was to end Assad's future use of chemical weapons, which the Russians say they have irrefutable proof didn't even occur. Now, that's the story that's being told to what's left of Trump's base. The MAGA drones, who can't accept that he's not actually running the country despite his public persona to the contrary. By prolonging the war, you bleed out an already bleeding Iranian economy and treasury. This is why I think the U.S. is hell-bent on staying in Syria, even though Assad has, for all intents and purposes, absolutely won. The strikes from this weekend were intended to do much more damage than they did. The U.S. military presser on Friday after the attack was purposeful, disinforming. They only admitted to attacking three sites, all of which were empty and obliterated. But what about the airstrikes on no less than four Syrian airfields, including Al-Sharat? Again, no mention of those, because they didn't succeed. Robert Revolt. Hello, Robert.
Hey, John. Good evening, sir. You know, some months back, I was reading this article from the American Mercury from the 1960s, okay? And I read it a few times on the air, a few different weeks. And this has to do with one of these big Israeli heavy hitters named Moshe Dayan, M-O-S-H-E-D-A-Y-A-N. And he's really the precursor to Oded Yanon. And we all know about Oded Yanon, the Greater Israel Project. But Moshe Dayan and these thinkers, Golda Meir and David Ben-Gurion and Menachem Begin from the Irgun Stern Haganah gangs, these basically the fathers of Middle Eastern terrorism. You know, there was really no terrorism until these Jewish mafiosos started it with the King David Hotel bombing and so forth and so on. And so everybody was, you know, Alex Jones and everybody else talks about Islamic terror. They learned it from the Israelis, okay, when they came into the land and they started their little communist Bolshevik crap, bombing things of the British. And then we had the Levant affair, and then we had the USS Liberty and so forth and so on. But these guys, Moshe Dayan was this guy. You can read this in the American Mercury. It's like 1963, and I'm on the highway right now, but I'm just going off the top of my head. But he was talking about this Israeli empire in the 60s, and this is way before Oded Yanon from the Greater Israel Project. But basically, Yanon talked about breaking up every surrounding regime to Israel into these smaller, fractured, destabilized states, and which I really think when you look in, you're like, these guys aren't all wise and they're not all knowing. And so a plan like that, just look with Gaddafi. You overthrow Gaddafi, the French, Obama, Hillary, we came, we saw, he died, all that garbage. And then look what happened to Libya. It becomes the springboard of basically the invasion of Europe times 10 of all these people. Then they got the slave Robert,
slow your roll there a little bit. You didn't finish out your sentence about Syria. You're talking about these supposed refugees that have been flooding the entire world.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the Israeli thinkers all the way back to the beginning of this state were like, they wanted to fracture the surrounding regimes of the state of Israel in order to weaken them. And so then, therefore, they could expand their territory from, you know, as we know, John, the two stripes on the Israeli flag are the two rivers, the Nile in Egypt, all the way to the Euphrates in Iraq. Okay, this is the greater Israel, you know, little dream. And these are the stripes on the Israeli flag, the two blue stripes. And so when we look at this, and look, I think these guys are like, these guys have been like almost suicidal in their vision for the future. It's like we're going to go for broke. And if we don't, you know, just like the Samson option. We don't get what we want. We're gonna send our nukes to all the capitals of Europe and Rome and everything else. We're gonna bomb everything if we don't get our way. They're like these temper tantrum psychopaths, and it's like, we don't get our way, we're gonna have our subs that we've gotten from the Germans that we've strong armed them for over the Hall of Hoax basically theory. And now they've got nuclear subs, and now they've got the trigger on all of us. Especially the Europeans, though, and this is why you see this, but Jared Kushner's a very special individual because, and like many of our hosts miss this, John, and many of the people that really get into who Kushner is, they don't point out the fact that he is a member of Chabad Lubavitch, which is this crazy Hasidic apocalyptic sect. They're involved in ecstasy dealing worldwide, MDMA. They're the masters of ecstasy. They're big into organ trafficking. They all been busted all up in Brooklyn and so forth and so on, being involved in organ trafficking. So Chabad Mafia, this is these guys where Jared and Ivanka are part of these synagogues, where this is not even like mainstream Judaism. Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, who died in the 90s, I want to say in the 90s, but they were waiting for this guy to come out of the grave. And this guy was the Messiah that so many of the Hasidics thought was, hey, this guy's the Messiah. He's going to lead us to blah, blah, blah. And they wear the black with the black hats. George W. Bush had them in the White House. George H.W. Bush had these guys in the White House. And this was all based on this Noahide laws with Education Day, which George H.W. Bush, who Barbara just passed away, her husband, this is the Noahide laws. These are the guys behind all this. And so it's a very crazy, creepy sect of the Pharisees.
Robert?
Go ahead, John.
The bad guys is Sharia law. You know, but we don't talk about the Noahide law. We don't even examine people in the media, in the press, don't even examine. This is why I was shocked when Sean Hannity the other day has this woman up, her last name was Crowley. I'll think of it here in a second. But at any rate,
Monica.
Yes, thank you. Over there saying that, there's so many reasons why. And while she's sitting there in the background, live fire exercises my eyeball. They were out there shooting Palestinians. It was a shooting gallery.
Well, hey, John, here's what's fascinating. When you get into Noahide and you get into Sharia with the crypto-Zionist Saudis, the Wahhabists, that's why they're so closely aligned with the Israelis, because they're all one big bunch of weirdo, 7th century, like old school thugs. And so, you got to realize this. All of our listeners on RBN, the Sharia law, which is real. I mean, London, Sweden, all these places, they're coming under it. But you got to realize that's the mask. It's like this is the front where the real masters are the, as we talked about, the Noahide system and they use the Sharia system as like a bludgeoning tool and as kind of a shield to where all of us, the Tommy Robinsons, the Alex Joneses, the rest of them, they freak out about Islamicists, blah, 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 blah. But at the same time, the people with the real levers of power that actually let people into these countries are basically the Pharisees and the Talmudists, and they use that as their little cover to basically crush out the Western mentality, the Protestant ethic, you know, free enterprise, the ability to defend yourself, free speech, and they're using that as a squelching mechanism, and it's so brilliant. I got to give it to them. And so few people have the sophistication necessary to be able to really see it and differentiate it between us. But that's why our network here is so important, because we've got a lot of hosts that can really dig into this and then separate this stuff out to where people can understand it.
By the way, this Greater Israel Project, you know, it's no accident, Robert. Israel becomes an official country, plopped right in the middle of Palestine over there, 1948. Yeah. What happens the very next year? Well, the destabilization process starts. The CIA organized a coup in Syria in 1949.
Yeah.
In 1953 in Iran, what do? They get rid of Mossadegh and put in the Shah of Iran. This stuff has been going on almost for 70 years. And from the Israelis' point of view, the job's almost done. There's almost 4 million people. Folks, try to wrap your head around this number. In the last 16 years, the United States' involvement on blowing up anything and everything, inciting groups to retaliate against their governments, funding them, training them, getting them all the help that they need, almost 4 million people, Robert, are dead in the Middle East. And this is not a story, I guess, because nobody's putting the headlines up. Nobody is stating factual information. If you start citing factual information, people are going to get inquisitive and going to ask follow-up questions. This is nothing but one gigantic, long, rolling propaganda program. And you're not supposed to know anything. Mr. and Mrs. America are to remain stupid.
Yeah, and you know, another part, another element of this is the papacy, the Pope, Jesuit Pope Francis, and these gangsters, they've got their own designs on Jerusalem as well. And we have to realize King Juan Carlos and the British throne and so forth and so on, King Hussein of Jordan, they're all involved in this stuff too. And they want this big reorganization of the Middle East where you're going to see basically a Rothschild controlled caliphate, which is Erdogan and King Hussein and the Saudis. It's basically a central banker controlled Sunni caliphate right there next to the Greater Israel. A lot of people focus on the Greater Israel, but they're not focused on basically the fake bankster controlled caliphate with all the central banks on their side of the house. And that's a whole nother element where Erdogan and King Hussein and the Saudis are all into, like, wanting to crush President Assad of Syria and get the Iranians out of the picture because they don't want to be absorbed into this thing.
Well, and Robert, just take a look at what John Bolton's doing, trying to rig up with Saudi Arabia for Saudi Arabia to bring troops into Syria. Now, who do you think that's going to benefit?
Well, you know, John Bolton is CFR. He's Skull and Bones, and he's PNAC, Project for a New American Century. So, look, this guy's got the trifecta of evil imprinted on his forehead, and so...
Okay, so after all of this, after we've seen in the cabinet picks that Trump has made, is this guy just politically stupid, or is he yielding to the expert pressure that is all around him in the White House?
Well, the two competing visions that I'm seeing, John, is that Trump is like a Sun Tzu Art of War Machiavellian master, and he's bringing his enemies close, blah, blah, blah. You see that side. Or Trump's been totally controlled by basically the Adelson, Israeli Mossad, Amman elements, and he, in from day one, he's been one of theirs. And so you can, you know, and I tell my audience, hey, you got to make your mind up about Trump. There's some really bright things that he's done, and then there's some really, and I said this at the beginning of my program when John, when Trump was coming into office, John, I was like, look, we might see something really sick on the geopolitical level, while at the same time here at home we might see some good, you know, things happen. And so I said that numerous times on the program as well.
And you were exactly right. He's done some good things. That's undeniable.
Yeah, domestically, yeah.
Yeah, domestically he's done some good things, but you heard me say that there's over 100 Ashkenazis running around in the White House. This is who is giving him advice. These are the people that are suggesting, you know, picks for his cabinet.
Yep.
You know, I mean, Mattis wanted to go to, believe this or not, and I don't know if I believe it, but this is the story, that Mr. Mad Dog actually wanted Congress to take control of the Syrian bombing campaign. That would allow time for the evidence to come out, the inspectors on the ground to go over there, dig around and go, oh, you know, kind of reminiscent of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. We can't find them anywhere unless the damn things are invisible. So, I mean, even Mattis it tried to get Trump to have congressional approval for this. But,
well, you know, John, there was a whole swath of thinkers and YouTubers and so forth that were out there saying, look, the reason why we bombed the crap out of Damascus and so forth was to cover for the false flag itself and to destroy evidence. And so there's that whole side of the house that a lot of people didn't talk about, which these inspectors were about to go in and really kind of try to deconstruct this and see what happened, and then all of a sudden the bombs start flying. And so that's a whole other thing that not too many people cover.
Yeah, this program, this Greater Israel Project, has been in place for more than 70 years, maybe even longer, because the pre-planning for the State of Israel, you know, they were eyeballing locale near Libya, if not maybe Libya itself, but they decided that, this is strategic here, on the Mediterranean, this is a good location, we'll plop ourselves down here and absorb and steal everything else. You know, I mean,
what's fascinating, John, if you read The Jewish Revolutionary Spirit, Its Impact on World History by Dr. E. Michael Jones, he's kind of a hardcore Catholic thinker, traditionalist, but he brings it all the way back to when a bunch of these characters were trying to rebuild the temple right after 70 AD and so forth. And so there's always been this next year in Jerusalem where they break the champagne glass under their heel with the Jewish weddings. This is an old dream of a lot of these guys. And it's a fascinating thing to witness. You get into these Bible prophecy people and of all factions, and it's wild to watch all this and try to rebuild this empire. In this kind of age that we're living in, it's crazy.
It's not working too well because they missed here. They've tried to capture the internet and use it for propaganda purposes and to limit the amount of information. This is all of what you're seeing right now with Zuckerhead and YouTube and everybody else out there. And now Zuckerberg's going to apply artificial intelligence, not even people being the judge of what is bad, what's good speech, what's hurtful, what's hateful. Google's about ready to get an account that's going to plug in artificial intelligence as well. I mean, this is almost straight out of a Terminator movie.
Yeah, it's a dystopic future that we're witnessing unfold before us. You know, and what's really fascinating, John, is the Christian Zionist element in America, where the Palestinian Christians have basically almost all been purged. The Iraqi Christians have almost all been purged. A large swath of the Syrian Christians, the oldest Christian communities on the planet in Syria, have lost like 50 to 60%. They've all had to leave. Egypt, which wasn't really part of the Wesley Clark seven countries thing. But if you look at the Israeli expansionist plan, all the way out to the Nile means the Sinai and everything has to be absorbed into the greater Israel as well. And we saw Mubarak be toppled. We saw the installation of Mohammed Morsi, this Muslim Brotherhood guy. And we saw the Christian genocide begin Egypt, where all these Christians in America are sitting here rah-rahing Israel. It's like, dude, these guys are killing your own brothers and sisters. If you buy into Christianity, these guys are killing your own brothers and sisters in the Lord all over the Middle East, and you guys are all flying your Israeli flag and thinking this is a great thing.
And I think what's happening with Saudi Arabia right now is they're seriously sucking up to Israel to try to prevent that deal of we lose everything all the way up to the Nile. I think they're in there trying to make deals and coalitions here with the Israelis. So they'll be favored in future negotiations for what was once theirs is now ours. By the ours, I mean the Israelis. This is absolutely nuts. And if you take a look at a country
Robert, let me finish. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, thank you. It's my show. Okay. You have this tendency not to allow me to break in. All right. But, you know, 70 years of this stuff going on, and they think that they're really close here. They think that they're close. We got Syria to go, and, you know, with everything else gone, it's not going to take that much to deep six Iran as well. But there was one thing that happened, one thing, and I'm telling people right now, you should thank your lucky stars. Send a thank you note to Vladimir Putin and Russia. If it were not for Russia, Syria would already been gone, and we'd be halfway through Iran right now.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, one thing about the Hafsa, there's a couple trains of thought out here that basically they're all crypto-Jewish anyway, and at the right time they're going to capitulate, or, like you said, they're just trying to get themselves a good deal. But a lot of thinkers, like with the Turkish Kemal Atatürk, the Donma, the crypto Jews in Turkey, and then you got this Wahhabist House of Saud, which was set up by the British. A lot of people think that the really controlling factions in both of these countries could be crypto Judaic, and so at the right time, they're going to amalgamate into the proper, let's just say, avenue when they're told to.
I only have a few more seconds here, but. I will give a word of caution to people out there. You want to test the veracity and legitimacy of your talk show host? Just watch how they carry on with the narrative about Israel. Watch that in the future, folks. Because we only have 1.5% of Jews in this country. You know, Robert, we got a lot of dumb people here, but we got people that are either intentionally because they're afraid, or they're compromised because they've already made the deals. I, for one, that's my sticking point. When I see somebody running around blaming the Islamic terrorist, and they are dead silent on Israel, and the whole reason why we're fighting these proxy wars, to hand Israel what they want. That's my litmus test.
The Islamic terrorists, there's a bunch of real Islamic jerks on the planet. We've had to fight these guys for a long, long time.
Hey, Robert, I got to go. I got to go, man. Bye. I got to go. Thanks. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.